best, the best. Pastor Thomas, there's something I learned from that story. Saul was telling Samuel that it was the people that insisted that they should carry those things. So Saul agreed to please the people. Church, we will not please anybody. We will please the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There was a drama that was going on. There was a drama that was going on. I was in the camp. The women had a drama. Hallelujah. I was arguing with somebody in my house. They were accusing me of certain things in this ministry. Accusing me. And I told them an example. The director of that camp, that drama was around. I called her. I said, you were the director of that drama in the camp. You say yes. I said, there was something I was observing you people were doing. All of them that were doing at the camp, the actors. I say, all of them, while you are busy clapping hands, pa, 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 you are laughing, all their eyes now on the director. No matter what they do, they are looking at the director, whether what they are doing is correct or not. They were not carried away by the hands that the women were clapping for them. No. No matter what was happening, where was their attention? The attention was on the director. And I told those people accusing me, I said, you can say whatever you want to say. I am watching my director. As far as this ministry is concerned, if you run a ministry to please men, you will miss it. That is why Saul missed it. The people always want something. They will always want something. Was it not the same people that came to Samuel and said, we want a king? Samuel said, ah, why? And God came and said, it is not you they are rejecting, it is me they are rejecting. Give them what they want. They want a king. Give them a king. But show them how the king will look like. Church, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said, destroy. You have a better idea. You have a better idea than God. That is why I say, we are called to obey. Once you become a Christian, you have enlisted into the spiritual army of the Lord. And you obey before complain. We are called to obey. We are spiritual zombie. Turn right, you turn. Go left, you turn left. You don't ask, why do you say left turn? Right turn, you turn. You will not ask why. The commander knows why he said turn right. But we have Christians today. I mean, what has it got to do with it? What has it got to do with salvation? What has it got to do with it? It's from the heart. It's from the heart. Beautiful, and they have beautiful idea. Beautiful idea. Beautiful idea to prove to you, to convey what they wish should be done. And once you do that, church, you are looking for problem with God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. It is sacrifice. Sister, you are jumping up to be preaching everywhere you go. It is sacrifice. You want to use your anointing to start a church. It is sacrifice. Hallelujah. It's sacrifice now. But the Bible says, I permit not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man. By that injunction, a woman cannot be a pastor. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Better than sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know the wise will understand. It's the way of a king. Now the way of king again. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. Hallelujah. I read verse 11 and verse 12. For this is the message that ye had from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? That is, why did he slay him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's works were righteous. One of the ways, the way of Cain in the church today, hallelujah, you are following the way of Cain when you see a brother or a sister that God is using and the grace of God is increasing in his life, in her life, and you go behind to finish that person. Just because you cannot shine like that person is shining. Because God is not using you the way God is using that person. And before you know what, you are carrying torch. You are searching for something you can use to expose him and disgrace him or disgrace her. You have gone the way of Cain. Christians don't do that. Do you know the meaning of feet washing? Why they gave that ordinance of feet washing? All it is demonstrating is as we go along the pathway of this Christian life, we are still on earth here, we shall pick one thing or the other along the way. You pick one thing or the other. Out of hunger, your brother may decide to go and tell lies somewhere. But remember, after he has told that lie and eaten that food, the food will begin purging after. It will begin purging. Because now poisonous food you don't chop. So when he's purging now, you are telling, why are you purging now? The reason I'm purging, brother, make I tell you true. See how it happens. You say, hey! I talk him. I know that he's a hypocrite. I know he's a hypocrite. Do you know that in the church today, that before you make some confession to some people, you are careful. Because you tell somebody a secret of a weakness, the next thing is they will go and broadcast it everywhere. Now that is the way of Cain. You are supposed to wash one another's feet. You pick that, I'm to help you deliver you from lying spirit. To help you deliver you from that lust. Help you deliver you from your weaknesses. When you see your brother falling, you that you are still standing, bring him up. I've always said, they say some people have this degree, PhD. Pull him down. And I always say, somebody that is standing cannot pull you down. It is always somebody who is down that pulls. The action of pull is from up, you can pull something down. But somebody who is standing, he can only lift you up. People who stand, they are in the business of lifting up people who are falling. And people who are falling, they are in the business of pulling down so that everybody will be in the same level with them. That is the way of Cain. Christians don't act like that. May somebody receive deliverance today in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because everyone, I'm telling you, something horrible, terrible happened to them. Cain, what happened? A mark was put upon him. a curse was placed upon him to be a vagabond. To be a vagabond. See, there are people that move up and down today, carrying Bible, going to church, but everything pertaining to their life is confusion. It's confusion. Nowhere, everything about them is struggle, 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 struggle. The Lord was ministering something to me, very, very important. You know, it's good to be led of the Holy Ghost. I think it was yesterday night or so. He was telling me clearly, all these people coming to you for counseling and complaining, nothing is wrong, nothing is working. There's one woman who is a witch, there is this, who is this. I heard him, he was telling me this clearly, the way he talks to me. And he said, you will just jump up and begin to bind and loose. He said, ask them first the history of their life. And I was meditating on what I had for a long time. I said, not true. Because the Bible says, break the edge. What will happen? Serpent will bite you. Another scripture says, as you would that men should do to you. He said, do it to men. Another scripture says, whatever you sow, that's what you will reap. Hallelujah. That's what you will reap. As a single girl, you destroy the relationship of your friends with the men that came genuinely to marry them. You are sowing something. When you marry, you will never have peace in that marriage. It's a law. I'm not cursing anybody. I'm telling you a fact. I know I'm talking to somebody now. No, that's the truth. You live a life of blocking the people's progress. Anybody around that is progressing, you will just go and block. Use everything, block. When I see anybody getting, you see anybody getting close to someone, you will run behind and say, now you this one they come near, now be careful. No, besides, I say, make you no work out with them. I'm only saying be careful. No, besides, I don't say, make me, I know, just only say be careful because, I'm just warning you, just be careful, because I know what they talk. When your own genuine person will be coming to you too, somebody will come and block him. It is Bible. It is Bible. It is Bible. That is a fact of life. It's a fact of life. The way of Cain. Because this person is progressing, I am not progressing like him. Hallelujah. A true Christian, when you see somebody, hallelujah, when you see somebody, I preach what I practice. I've told you people these things. I preach what I practice. I don't preach what I have read anywhere else. It's what I experience I share with you. Whether it is concerning marriage, whether it's concerning courtship, whether it's concerning ministry, or daily Christian life, trials and temptation. I know what I've gone through, and I share it with you people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is the truth. Don't I know churches everywhere as you gather like this? Not only one person they know for there. But let me tell you, even when I was in school, from secondary school to university, high school, polytechnic, where I was, in my class, those that are brighter than me, I did try to get close to them. I never get jealous of them. When they teach anything for class finish, I know say, I go to look, If I don't understand, I go, they look that side. Whether the man, the boy understand. You understand? I go ask him, oh boy, you understand? He say, it's okay. During break, I will go close to them, buy them food, make you chop. You better pass me now. You can't argue it. He better pass you. So why not come close to him? And do you know what? There are some of them that can teach you better than the teacher in the class. I have learned that right from secondary school. We will go and smoke, we will go party every time. When exams come, bam, we go around and go meet them. We go around and go meet them. I beg. We go to do the read together, read together. I beg. We go to read together. If the man one verse, say no vex. No vex. Not to get jealous. Praise the Lord. I have a very funny friend of mine who is an officer. He's a senior military officer. And we are close. They used to call us twins when we were at the military school. And then he is a general now. He phoned me to tell me this thing. He said, there's one of the brightest in our set then. He is also an army colonel. He said he lost his father. And so he came to his office to ask him to help him with what we call in the military, we call it welfare. Oh boy, find me something now. So he came to him because this other one is very wealthy. Very, very wealthy. So he came. So he called me to tell me, say, if I come visit me today, I said, which one he was describing him. He said, if Papa don't die, won't go bury him. He called to me, said, this is what he told me. He said, do you remember when me and Musaliu that time we came, we went to town, they gave us one kind of assignment, and we came back, we went to you, that you should help us, give them up, we copy your assignment. He said, you refuse. Then, before we went to one other one, that one too is a general now. He mentioned his name. Then we went and collected his own and copied. He said, now, you refuse to give us that time. Had it been we fail and they drive us from military school, how you for take come now when you get problem now for help? I said, that's what you tell him. He said, that's what I tell him. When you were in position to help us, you know, help us. Now, had it been they drive us, how you go come now when you get problem? I need a thing to come make I help you. But as funny as it looked, of course, he gave him all the money the man needed. But as funny as it looks, hallelujah, that is a fact of life. It's a fact of life. Praise the Lord. Some of you live only for today. You don't know tomorrow. Spiritually, anybody, I don't call you several times. Say, tell me how I go feel, see you reach your level. Shall they ask you? Where's Samuel? When I called and said, come and help me see these people here. Some people, they need prophetic. When they frown, they come. I say, see you, they frown. You don't tire, have you? Say, you must see them. You must see. I say, tell me how you they take see. Make me say, see. Had it been at the sea, what did they see? I was sent for you. I think now what did they tell you now with that? I said, therefore, until I see you reach your level, and my ambition is to see more than you. I must see more than you. Not with this brother assembly, he begins to see. And I come here before you. Praise the Lord. Not for me to get jealous. Then if you have problem, me and OVC reach that level, then I go sit down, they look, do chukwe chukwe, you see, something is locked up, you see, you need marine spirit, you see, you need, me want nothing, I don't say anything, no. Just, I want to say, make the same, me say, and they see. Why? Because I don't want other people to be known. If you do that, the ministry will never progress. Why should I be jealous of them? Hallelujah. But in this church, give that people that they jealous one another. Oh. Okay, okay, make a no talk. James chapter 4. James chapter 4. Anybody that lives, you are in the ministry and you are there jealous of other people, you will never grow beyond that level. That is a secret many people don't know. That's a secret. That's a secret many people don't know. A lot of people don't know that. When you see the grace of God anywhere and you appreciate it, it will backfire on you. You too, you will begin to grow your own. If you don't work against anybody, you try to cover up the grace of God in anybody's life, you are covering your own without knowing it. It's a fact. The way of Cain. James was saying, hallelujah, in chapter 4, he asked a question. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? It's true now. You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss that ye may consume it upon your lust. You are adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture said in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Then he said, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift you up. Lift you up. He will lift you up. Humble first. William Branham summarizes in this statement. He just say the way up is down. If you want to go up, go down. And God will bring you up. But if you shoot yourself up, then be ready to crash. When you will fall, you will crash. Lust. Envy. That is what brings war. War. Why in a ministry like this, why will people that God is using, why would they be fighting among themselves? There's only one reason. Jealousy. That is the way of Cain. That is what made him to kill Abel, the brother. When you gossip somebody, you are killing that person. It's the same spirit. You hate somebody for nothing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that can lead to so many carnal actions that I don't have to go into today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can I take the second one? Hallelujah. The second one. Running greedily after the error of Balaam. So the second one is the error of Balaam. That's the second character. The first character is Cain, the way of Cain. The second character in that verse 11 of Jude, the second character is Balaam, the error of Balaam. And the story of Balaam is in Numbers chapter 22. And you read it from verse 1. The same story in Numbers chapter 25 and chapter 31. But we all know the story of Balaam. If you know the story of Balaam, can I see your hand up? Okay, put down your hand. If you don't know the story of Balaam, put up your hand. If you don't know, you don't know. You don't know the story of Balaam. Oh. Hey. Praise the Lord. Okay, it's Bible study. That's why we are here. Numbers chapter 22. Let's read it. No problem. Let's read it. So, for their sake, I thought I would just summarize the story, but it's good for them to know it. Hallelujah. Chapter 22. Now, let me read it. Are we there? Verse 1. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched, that is, on their way from Egypt to the promised land, and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side of Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites, and Moab was so afraid of the people because they were many, and Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, now shall this company lick up all that are round about us, as the ox licketh up the grass of the field. And Balak the son of Zippor was king of the Moabites at that time. He sent messengers therefore unto Balaam the son of Beor to Bethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me these people. For they are too mighty for me. Peradventure, I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I would that he whom thou blessed is blessed, and he whom thou cursed is cursed. And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hand, because when you are going to see a prophet, you don't go empty handed. Now, only brother said, they can't see us empty handed. If you go Babalawo place, you go empty handed. Now, only us, then they can't see empty handed. See for me, which among these men be the correct one. See for me, I want to travel abroad, whether I will pass through the airport. See for me. I don't know what is happening, but my whole life. See for me. Praise the Lord. Anyway, they went with the wages of, what did they call the reward of divination in their hand, and they came unto Balaam and spake unto him the words of Balak. And he said unto them, lodge here this night, and I'll bring you word again, as the Lord shall speak unto me. And the princes of Moab abode with Balaam. That is, when Balaam saw those gifts, he said, okay, wait, let me go and pray. And here, let's do vigil this night. Hallelujah. Okay, let's read on. I'm resisting to say some things because there are too many visitors here among us. No, I won't say too many things. Praise the Lord. Verse 9. And God came unto Balaam and said, what God came unto Balaam during the vigil. You know, he's a prophet. And God came unto Balaam and said, what men are these with thee? And Balaam said unto God, Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent unto me, saying, behold, there is a people come out of Egypt, which covereth the face of the earth. Come now, curse me them. Peradventure, I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. And God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. Hey, hallelujah. Whom God has blessed, no man, nobody can curse you. Can somebody say, I am blessed, no one can curse me? No, it's not everybody saying it. Say with all confidence if you are blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know the reason why Christ hung on the cross on Calvary? He said he hung that type of death because he said, cursed is the man that hanged on a tree. Why? That scripture said that the blessing of Abraham may come to us, the Gentiles. So we can sing, Abraham's blessings are mine. Abraham's blessings are mine. I am blessed in the morning. I am blessed in the evening. Abraham's blessings are mine. Which blessing? In thy seed, Abraham, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Which seed? The Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They are special people, a covenant people, and a Babalawo wants to go and curse them. God is saying, don't go with them. Don't go with them. Because you can't curse them, for they are blessed. I have blessed them. I have blessed them. Praise the Lord. Which verse is that? Hallelujah. Verse 13. You know, it was in the night. And God rose up in the morning. And Balaam rose up in the morning and said unto the princes of Balak, get you into your land, for the Lord refused to give me leave to go with you. Was he correct? Was that the perfect will of God? That is the perfect will of God. Don't go. Verse 15. And Balak sent yet again princes, more and more honorable than they. And they came to Balaam and said to him, thus said Balak the son of Zippor, let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me, for I will promote thee unto very great honor. And I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me these people. Come and do Allah deliver you for me. And Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, see what he said. If Balak will give me if he will give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. This man is serious. That's a wonderful prophet, isn't it? He obeys the word of God, but he has a weakness. Hallelujah. Verse 19. Now therefore, I pray you, tarry you also here this night, that I may know what the Lord will say unto me more. God don't speak before. Can God change his mind? But he's going again. This time around, they offered him better. They offered the gift was irresistible. So he said, wait, let me go and find out again. Let me finish that reading. Amen. And God came, verse 20, and God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, if the men come to call thee, rise up and go with them. But yet, the word which I shall say unto thee, that shalt thou do. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. Listen, church. This is very important. Hallelujah. Remember, Jude called it the error of Balaam. We're looking at the error of Balaam. And he added there, he ran greedily after the error. Running greedily after the error of Balaam. Greed is the emphasis there. God told him, don't go. And when I was preaching, the message I titled, The Perfect Will and the Permissive Will of God. Try and get that message. How many of you were there when I preached that sermon? Thank you. It's in our tape stand. Get a copy for yourself. This is one of the scriptures I used. God has already told him, don't go. He went a second time to still trouble God. What are you troubling him for? When he has told you that they are blessed, you cannot curse them. They are blessed, you cannot curse them. Then they came and offered you more gifts. So it's because of the gifts. You say, okay, maybe I didn't hear well. Make I go and hear again. Well, so I don't corner whether he go change his mind. Or what? To curse his own people? And when he went, what happened? God said what? He said he should go. Now, I'm saying something. The next day in the morning, he saddled himself an ass. Sat down on his animal and was rushing and going. As he's going on the way, if you see Oga Balaam going, he said, Balaam, where did they go? What will he tell you? He will tell you, God say I should go to Moab. Is it true? Did God tell him to go? Yes. Hallelujah. What is the perfect will? The perfect will is they are blessed. You cannot curse them. Don't go. But you trouble him because of your selfish motive, because of greed. And so God will say, okay, you want to go? Okay, go. Church, perfect will and permissive will. You say, but that woman pastor, she said, God told her that he wants to use her, that she should go and start a ministry. Now, did God tell her? Yes. When she was praying, did God tell her to go and start that church? Yes, God told her to start that church. But in the Bible, it is written, I permit not a woman to teach, nor usurp authority. What are you going to pray for again for ministry? So God, he said, you want ministry? Go, my daughter, I shall use you to turn Lagos upside down. Go. Did God tell her? Yes, but that is God's permissive will, not his perfect will. Bella was going under the permissive will of God, not the perfect will of God. Verse 22. Hallelujah. Verse 21. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princess of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went. But you say he should go. But the anger of God was in front waiting for him again. Tell your neighbor you must walk in the perfect will of God. Tell your neighbor, under any condition, you must walk in the perfect will of God. Perfect will. Find out God's perfect will, not his permissive will. No, not his permissive will. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And God's anger was kindled because he went. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. The angel of God stood with a sword to finish Balaam. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. But the angel of the Lord stood in a part of the vineyards, and a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself onto the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass. An animal began to speak in tongue. And she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee? What have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these 3 times? And Balaam began to talk to the ass. Said unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, for now will I kill thee. And the ass said unto Balaam, am not I thy ass, upon which thou hast ridden over ever since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee? And he said, nay. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, wherefore had thou smitten thy ass these 3 times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. And the ass saw me and turned from me these 3 times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I have slain thee and saved her alive. And something here you should learn, church. See what greed can do. A prophet, when they see vision, his mind, his eyes, everything was on what Balak promised him. Until what an animal could see, prophet could not see. Ha! Anytime I read such stories in the Bible, I just say, But Apostle Paul said, those stories are there for example for us. Hallelujah. His mind was so much, and he doesn't care anymore what anything happens. The animal saw what the prophet could not see. He was busy beating it. You are wasting my time. Come and move. Meanwhile, the animal was saving him. He saw the angel. He dodged his master. Animal. Brother Abraham was saying something about referring to the story of that happened in India. An earthquake was about to take place. He said, 1 week before the earthquake struck, they noticed in the whole area, all the animals departed from that place. All the animals departed. All of them, all the animals, the cows, the sheep, the birds, everything just left the whole of that area. While they were leaving, men were going, moving there to settle. The animal was still sensitive to know danger is around. But man was too blinded by their self-will and their sins and all their worldly passions to sense anything. And church, I always tell you, every human being, and it is even better when you are a Christian, before any danger happens around you, there will be a premonition. There will be a premonition inside of you. Somehow you just, you want to go out. You will go and reach bus stop. You will come back again. I don't know how I'm feeling, but I don't understand. I don't know how I'm feeling. You are standing in a bus stop like this. All of a sudden you are just uncomfortable. I don't know how I'm feeling this. Then you move away. As soon as you move away, one mad moluwe will come and clear everybody there. What? Then you say, hey! Jesus, I thank you. Everybody else standing there had the same premonition. But the thing where they worry them, beclouded them, they refuse to hear that voice of warning. Every one of us, every human being. What do you call the tsunami that took place? You know how many people died? Is it the same number of animals that died? You see? The man, the prophet, his heart was blinded. You know the rest of the story. Those of you who say you don't know the story, you can go and read it later on and complete that story. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because of gift and because of fame, popularity that was promised him. What happened? You saw how Balaam ended up. He went further to get those gifts. Later on, despite what he went through, God opened his eyes, saw that angel, say, your ways are not perfect before me. They are perverse. Why was his way perverse? Because he knew the truth, and yet you were busy troubling God. You want to go against God? Your ways are perverse. Perverse before me. And that spirit is still in the church of Jesus Christ. There are men today that because of what they will eat, they have lowered the bar of the gospel. They have compromised their Christian faith because of what they will eat. Because of money. All they preach is grace. All of you are children of God. All of you here. If Christ come tomorrow, all of you are going. Say it after me. I know who I am. I am a child of God. I am a heavenly being. I am on my way to heaven. Heaven is my home. Yes, I'm a son of God. I say the Bible says so. I believe it. And that is what I am. Everybody, and the person saying after me, he just stand up from one prostitute, they come church. And then as the pastor is saying that, those group of people that say, write down, pastor. And when he preach like that, they will stand up and come and sow. This man, he said, I tell you, this man can preach. They will come and drop it at his feet and go back. Write down, pastor. Yes, we are all going to heaven. Why is he saying that? He's saying it. Cocaine pushers has given special seat there. They are the ones sponsoring the ministry. For the money he will get, he lower the bar of the gospel. That is the error of Balaam. The error of Balaam. Even in a church like this ministry, where I have laid a curse on any man or woman that will use his gift. Charge people before praying for or after praying for them. Directly or indirectly. I have repeatedly repeated it. Upon all that one. Balaam is a spirit. Spirit they die. They know they died. No. There are some. No. Don't mind the house of man. Don't mind that man. You know, 80% they go through for this Lagos. God give me this gift. Say, make I don't take and chop. I don't allow you. No, they're talking on. They're talking on. They go. It's the error of Balaam. It's the same Balaam. That's the same spirit that was working in Balaam. The Bible says, freely you receive. Freely, you should give out. That is the Bible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's true now. It's true. Even in a ministry like this one. And that offense is unpardonable in this church. And then some of these people, very funny. I saw somebody who wrote a revelation for me sometime early this year. He said he saw a revelation that God, they say, I should call all the gifted brothers and sisters that because of that course where I lay, so many of them have a lot of problem, that I should call them, and God said I should call them and lose them. And I read that thing, I said, this person who sees this revelation, he don't charge the tire, the thing don't backfire now. I said, backfire. I came back, collected my microphone, after I read the thing, I reinforced the course. And even now, I am still laying that course again. Any man or woman in this ministry that commercializes his or her gift, you shall remain cursed in the name of Jesus. This is a restored ministry.